look at the news once again this morning is Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning. There's a caution about fraudulent rentals on Craigslist, and an Indiana woman has fallen victim. From Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lakeshore Bureau, Sharon Jackson reports.
Gail Zurek, area director of the Maryville Office of the Better Business Bureau of Northwest Indiana, says the woman, who wishes to remain anonymous, reported that her home that is currently listed for sale is being used in a rental scam that appeared on the site.
Fraudulent folks are taking pictures they're finding from a variety of different real estate websites, realtor.com, for instance, using those photos to publish fraudulent ads for rentals.
Zurich says the woman, who lives in Southern Lake County, had 15 different visitors come to her home, and the situation became a nuisance with people trespassing on her property.
Everything from peering in the windows to being rather frustrated with her, saying, "This is a rental property, show me your house."
Zurich says this type of scam is not uncommon, and in many instances, the person posting the fraudulent ad will tell the prospective renter they can't show them the property because they are out of town. Zurich cautions consumers to protect themselves by looking out for red flags. She says real estate transactions need to happen in person. Other red flags to watch out for are an inflated sense of urgency created around making a purchase, someone wanting you to wire them money for a transaction not taking place in person, and instances in which the seller has your phone number, but you don't have theirs. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sharon Jackson.
Arrangements are pending for another native Hoosier killed in Afghanistan. 22-year-old specialist Augustus Vakari had been in Afghanistan just 3 weeks when he and another soldier were killed by a roadside bomb Friday. Vakari was a Lowell native and had been serving with the National Guard in Oklahoma, where he and his wife lived. A Pentagon-sponsored academy that will let disadvantaged Indiana fifth graders explore robotic engineering, artificial design, and aerospace education hopes to offer its first classes in November. The Indiana National Guard says the Starbase program will be the first of its kind in the state. It'll be housed in Fort Wayne. Technicians and volunteers will offer hands-on instruction during a week of classes. The academy is designed to spark the science and math interests of students thought to be at risk or attending disadvantaged schools. The schools and students will be given priority for participation, but other schools within 60 miles of the program will be considered. Schools must apply to participate. Federal officials will begin intensive monitoring of a waterway near Lake Michigan next week after genetic material from the invasive Asian carp showed up in 3 rounds of genetic testing. Crews will conduct electrofishing using electric jolts to stun fish, sweep nets, and additional sampling in Lake Calumet in Chicago. Some scientists say if the large, voracious carp establish a foothold in the Great Lakes, it could starve out prize sport fish by gobbling plankton. And a southern Indiana police officer who was pulling a drug abuse resistance education trailer has been arrested on a drunk driving charge. Indiana State Police say 38-year-old Seymour officer John Newcomb was arrested after the truck he was driving sideswiped a parked car and hit a tree in Salem, where he lives. Police say Newcomb had a blood alcohol content 1.5 times the legal limit. Newcomb is Seymour's school resource officer. Who are the economic winners and losers as the Colts begin training camp? Andy Ober has more inside Indiana business.
The Indianapolis Colts begin practice today with a new labor deal and a new contract for quarterback Peyton Manning in place. Inside Indiana sports contributor Bill Benner calls the deal that ended the National Football League lockout a mixed bag for fans.
A lot of people have singled out fans as winners. I would say it might be a tie at best. And the reason being, there's been no talk of anything about helping the fans. Are we going to control the cost? The NFL value and the cost to fans will continue to escalate, and there was no mention of that anywhere.
Right.
So I think the fans, we want football. I'm a season ticket holder, but we also would like to have it at a reasonable cost, and I don't think there's anybody addressing that.
Benner says the two obvious winners are Anderson University, which hosts the Colts training camp, and the city of Indianapolis, which will host the 2012 Super Bowl. After more than 2 decades on the job, the president of the Terre Haute Chamber of Commerce has resigned. Our partners at WTHI-TV report Rod Henry has left the position and says he's been pondering the, quote, difficult and heart-wrenching decision for months. Henry started with the organization in 1990. Jesse Ventura has joined the cast of a movie being filmed in Terre Haute. The Drunk is partially based on the life of early 20th century activist Eugene Debs. The former professional wrestler and Minnesota governor joins Hollywood actor Tom Sizemore in the cast. This is Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI.
Impact the business world with a degree from the Evening MBA program at the Kelly School of Business, Indianapolis. The program combines classroom learning with professional experience to produce an education unique to Indianapolis' urban campus. Learn more at kelly.iupui.edu.
A powerful combination of experience and innovation has made Indiana a leader in life sciences. More about how BioCrossroads is fueling growth is available at biocrossroads.com, where ideas find life.
Integra Bank customers are adjusting to a new bank today. Inside Indiana Business's Gary Dick has more.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation shut down Evansville-based Integra Bank last week. Old National Bank Corp., also based in Evansville, has been selected by regulators to take over Integra. Old National has assumed Integra's deposits and purchased its assets. Former Integra customers are still waiting to see what it means to them. Old National President Bob Jones tells our partners at WTVW Television that branch closures and job loss will likely be part of the takeover. This is Gary Dick for Inside Indiana Business Radio.
The U.S. Court of Appeals has upheld Eli Lilly's patent for the drug Strattera. The decision overturns a lower court ruling against the validity of the method of use patent, which runs through May 2017. Tomorrow morning on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news on FM 90.1. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Andy Ober for WFYI Public Radio for your information.
WFYI weather today, sunny with a high of 94, clear tonight, low 72, sunny tomorrow, high 97. Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny with highs near 90, and partly sunny on Friday and Saturday with a slight chance of rain, highs near 88. Right now it's clear, sunny, 75 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allset.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. 8:38 now, and in sports on the racetrack yesterday, Paul Menard did as a driver what his dad, John, never did as an owner.